Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Welcome to WGN Radio's Your Hometown Series. Today, we take a trip up north to the village of Deerfield. Stay with us, and we'll show you why Deerfield should be your hometown. Sponsored by McDonald's.
So anxious to bring Pete Jones on the show, the filmmaker who's got Deerfield roots. Pete, you're on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was just listening to your last
segment, yeah,
a little bit there, and I saw that video this morning, and I was panicked because I thought it sounded just like my 24-year-old daughter.
Yeah,
I sent it out in the family chat, and the reply I got back was pretty much exactly what you're talking about. Daughter comes back and says, "Get off my lawn."
Yeah, exactly. Okay, boomer.
Yeah, exactly. You old man, they've got different priorities, but I was laughing listening to your last little bit there.
Yeah, I appreciate you dialing in like that and tuning in. So talk to me for a second, Pete, about this movie that you've made, which sounds incredible, The Greatest Beer Run Ever. You co-wrote the screenplay. It stars Zac Efron and Russell Crowe, and it just looks like a lot of fun.
You know what it was? It was crazy. So I worked a lot with the Farrelly brothers. You know, they did There's Something About Mary and Dumb and Dumber and Green Book. And Pete Farrelly calls me up and he says, I got an opportunity on this book. I think you were born to write. And I was like, what is it? And he goes, it's about a guy who brings beer to his buddies at Vietnam. And I was like, all right, okay, I could do that.
Really?
It's one of those it's one of those stories. If you made it up, you wouldn't believe it. But it's a true story based on a guy named Chickie Donahue who was fed up with all the people that were, you know, protesting the war, and he wanted to go to Vietnam to tell his buddies, "Hey, we support you." And he jumped on a ship and went to Vietnam and brought him beer and almost died in the Tet Offensive.
In the movie, I think he flies there. I've only seen the trailer, but even that sounds like a lot of fun.
We're halfway home.
Halfway?
I'm Chickie Donahue, and I am not supposed to be in Vietnam.
Do these protesters not know that our soldiers see that on TV?
I'd like to go over to Vietnam, track down all the boys in the neighborhood, and give them a beer.
I could do that.
Do what?
Bring him beer.
He's not serious. He's hammered. Look at him.
The man's stone sober. That's his fifth beer, maybe. Tops.
I'm going to Vietnam, and I'm bringing him beer!
Yeah!
By the way, the definition of stone sober is not five beers, but...
that was a Bill Murray line. He brought that.
That notwithstanding. So I don't know, even know where to begin. This is a relatively true story? Is it completely true?
It's based on a book, this guy, Chickie Donahue,
yeah.
And he was a merchant mariner, and, I mean, just a complete more awesome, terrific guy in real life, but, he really did it. He went there, and back then, I mean, nobody was in Vietnam unless you were, you know, military. If you were in regular clothes, then you were CIA. And so that's what he faked like he was CIA.
And it wasn't so much about having a cold beer as it was connecting with the guys, telling them, I'm thinking about you, and here the beer is almost ceremonial, I guess. And was he given free rein then? Was he able to travel in the combat zones?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he just, he would go from base to base. And like I said, he ended up getting caught up in the Tet Offensive. You know, his life was in danger 5-6 different times.
On Apple Plus TV. Do you know Steve Bertrand? I asked Steve if you guys are friends or acquaintances. He said friends. Can you confirm that, Pete?
Steve, yeah, the Hollywood answer would be that we are good friends. We're best friends.
He's so Hollywood.
He doesn't sound it to me.
So, Pete, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I can't believe you have
doing
a daughter.
Good.
24 years old. So,
yeah, how about that?
The most difficult actor you've worked with, would that be Hal Stanger?
Father Hollywood Hell.
I don't know what that means. What's that all about,
so
Steve?
So Pete was the first winner of Project Greenlight. Remember that contest that Matt Damon and Ben Affleck put together? He wrote a screenplay, and if he was chosen, he got to direct a film. And he did win, and he directed the film, and part of it was shot in Deerfield, and the local parish priest, Hal, was Hollywood Hal.
Oh, wow. Well, pardon me for not knowing all of that backstory, but so would you be here today, Pete, if you hadn't won that Ben Affleck and Matt Damon competition?
I don't know. Probably not. I mean, yeah, that it really gave me the opportunity, and, it opened doors that, you know, weren't open to me before. I'd like to think I would have figured out a way, but
right. Well, you'd
not.
Like to think that if you have the, and I would hope that if you have the talent, it'll find a way. But maybe there's a lot of people who think, oh, I could have been in the movies or written movies, but I just never had the avenue. Yeah. And you did.
Yeah. I got I can tell you, I've got 3, 4, 5 friends of mine that were terrific writers that just never got their break. So yeah, I could easily have not been able to do it.
How do you feel about the movie then? How do you, now that you write the script or help write the script, you've got the writing credits. Are you happy with the film?
Are we talking about the Greatest Bear Run?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm working with Fairley again, so I can't say I'm not because he's the director. And if I said I wasn't, then he wouldn't hire me again.
Yeah, what a stupid question on a radio station like this.
No, not at all. Yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled. You know, going through the process, I was like, Zac Efron, what? I never thought Zac Efron as this character. And Zac did an incredible job. I mean, you know, I sort of had this, you know, having little kids, I just thought of him as this, you know, High School Musical kid. He really dug into the character. So I was impressed.
What about this? You write the script and you see the movie in your head. How much license does the director or the actors take? And how do you feel as a writer if what you had on the page isn't what they put on the screen?
Yeah, I feel like they take too much license. No, I'm kidding. you know what? It's tough because there's moments where it's like, oh, wow, you know, that's better. Specifically, like Bill Murray will come up with lines and I'll be running over to the script, putting them in as if I wrote them. It's almost a difference between, you know, writing a book, you know, and then seeing the movie on it, and you sort of envisioned it in your head when you read it, and sometimes it's better and there's other moments that, you know, aren't the same.
Let's do this. I'm out of time now, Pete, but maybe we're all going to go see the movie now. It's on Apple Plus TV. We can watch it that way. Let's check it out and then maybe reconnect again. But congratulations on the arc of your career so far. And this looks like a lot of fun. We're looking forward to seeing it.
Fantastic. John, nice talking to you, Steve. I'll see you around town.
Yeah, I'll see you, Pete.
That's Pete Jones from Deerfield. And that's our hometown.